If you were part of the GATE program and you remember strange hearing tests, weird music, or missing time, then you may have been experimented on with one of these. This very rare piece of equipment is known as a binaural signal generator by AWI Electronics out of Tacoma, Washington. This device was made in the 1980s, and the company that made it is long out of business. I believe the gentleman that owned it is in his 70s right now. But they made many different variations of this unit over the years, including one that was made and branded specifically for Bob Monroe and his Fed cult called the Hemisync Synthesizer. This is actually a more deluxe model than the Hemisync branded model. It has more bells and whistles, but it's practically the same device with the same intended purpose. You would set up an audio device that plays into this. This would overlay an entrainment signal onto it, and it would play through headphones or through speakers to put the audience into a hyper-suggestible altered state. There is a paper trail of these devices being made and tested in schools under the pretense of what is called super learning. Now, super learning, like super memory, super learning 2000, mega brain, and psi testing. The problem is, none of you seem to have actually received any of that super learning training. There were accelerated learning techniques that were being tested using this technology at that time, such as Suggestopedia by Dr. Georgi Lazanov out of Bulgaria, which promised that you could pick up a language in just a few weeks. But how many of you are out there speaking 6, 7, 8 languages right now? How many of you were actually trained to have eidetic memory? You weren't, because the benefits of all of that research were never intended for you. And this is where the dark side of this technology comes into play, because we're going to introduce somebody that was referenced very heavily by Monroe and the various testers that use these, one Dr. Thomas Budzinski. Now, Budzinski is a really interesting character because he started off as an electrical engineer and aerospace engineer working at Area 51 on the SR-71 spy plane for the CIA. And wouldn't you know it, in typical Fed fashion, he makes a mid-career change just after he reached the top of the aerospace industry. He decides to go off and study something completely unrelated in psychology. Namely, the use of binaurals and biofeedback in order to dominate the human mind. He had mastered aerospace weapon system, so he wanted to master another weapon system, the human mind. And he created an early version of what would later be called Hemisync that he called Twilight Learning. And I'm going to read to you that Twilight Learning utilizes EEG neurofeedback to train the subject to enter the theta rhythm dominant brain state of 4 to 7 hertz and then presents auditory change messages to the individual while in this hyper-suggestible state. One of the symptoms that people report when they've been put into this hypersuggestible hypnotic state is the perception of missing time. And I know from reading many people's accounts of being in the GATE program, including my own experience in the GATE program, how many people report that they went off to do hearing tests or other assorted testing, and they thought they were gone for 15 minutes or a half hour, and when they got back, they were gone for an hour or 2 hours. From the last 200 years of hypnosis studies, we know that the more intelligent a person is, the better a hypnotizable subject they are, and the more capable they are of retaining difficult information in their hypnotized alter state. So what was everybody being reprogrammed with? Or as Budzinski calls it, rescripting. By what I've seen on the internet and social media, very, very few people who were involved in so-called gifted and talented education ever made shit of themselves. It seems to have done more stifling of creativity and stifling of ability and giving people non-pragmatic ideas that didn't work out in society than it did help them. I have dozens and dozens of audio cassettes and audio programming and binaural and subliminal programs that were being tested on people during that era. So it really begs the question, what was the script? If it wasn't to be successful to go out and change the world or make something of yourself, what script were they putting in everybody? And frankly, it freaks me out a little bit. Knowing this technology as well as I do, the only limitation would have been access. Knowing that there were nefarious groups that gained access to this many programmable kids all those years ago, it's very obvious how easy it would have been to create little landmines of people with weird ideas that were seeded out into the counterculture, only to be programmed 30 years later to bring about the chaos and degradation and collapse of my country from within. As a gifted and talented alumni myself who spent many, many years gaining the education, the technical expertise, and the evidence for what they had been doing to all of us, trying to answer my own questions for my own edification. This is what it looks like to me. But what do you think? Jump in the comments and let me know. And for God's sake, like and comment this. Don't let this video die. People need to see this.